It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, B-Bitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, caller number 10, you get to win 2 tickets to Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top, the Sharp Dressed Man Tour, Sunday, September 8th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller number 10 right now to 800-636-1067. All right, joining us now on B-Bitch of Philly show is our guy, Fred Smoot, joining us on the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Smoot, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. It's good to be back with y'all, too, after our conversation.
Well, it's just me. The other guy, you know, he got 25 vacation days every day.
I finna say the one thing, JP just, he flows like water, baby, wherever he wants to go.
All right, Smoot, they finally picked their team. What were your thoughts on the people that they chose? And did you see anything that was kind of surprising to you?
Well, I think the KJ Henry thing was surprising to all of us, considering that, you know, his arrow was pointing up and every opportunity he got in the game, he got in and make plays. But, you know, when they talk about positional flex, the one thing he was a true defensive end that didn't play a lot of special teams. And you get a guy like Jamin Davis, who also plays defensive end. If a linebacker gets hurt, he slides back to linebacker. Same thing with safety. We got a safety literally labeled as a linebacker. If a safety get hurt, he slides back. So I see what they're trying to do, and I see they're trying to do it their way. They understand, like they're not trying to collect athletes. They're not trying to collect good players. They're trying to collect the players they want, and I think that's good. I love the approach that they got.
All right, Hampton was he was drafted as a safety. He played safety throughout, and then I remember listening to the guys talk a little bit, and they construct their team based off of where they see they have the most talent. They have a lot of talent at the safety position, and some of those guys look like damn linebackers. You know, did that surprise you that they brought him on as a linebacker rather than being a safety?
No, not really, because they say position flex, and you look at the safety. Is it 9 safeties, 8 safeties that we're keeping? So that's different anyway, and that's why I said I wasn't shocked about the John Ridgeway trade when I seen all those D tackles, when we kept all those D tackles. I wouldn't be shocked if we had one more safety trade that they had, you know, looming around here because we kept so many of them. But they want versatility. They want guys that can line up in multiple spots. Think about a guy like Sanders Steele. Everybody talks about him like he's just a nickel player. First of all, he can play cornerback outside, inside. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, we get halfway through the year and he might be a starter because I think he's that good. I think he possesses everything they want. One, he's a leader. Two, he knows his position through and through. And three, he's a baller, B. Mitch, and that's what they want. And this is what I'm – like, I listen to sports talk radio all the time. And the one thing that I want everybody to get away from is a quick fix. Everybody think we could have just went shopping for whatever offensive lineman we wanted. Like it's 5-star Trent Williams is out here on free agency. It's not. You have to literally take your time when you build those teams, and you can't just go out there and spend your money just to make the fans happy.
Hey, but they kept Sanders Steele, St. Juice, Forbes, Davis, and also Igbinoghene. All right, when you look at those corners right there, you satisfied with that? And you I want you to answer this question because everybody see the one play where Forbes gave up the touchdown in the game against, I think it was the Jets. Yeah. Everybody saw the one play where they had the touchdown on him in practice, but it was against the Miami Dolphins. But they did not see the five plays in a row where he's knocking balls down. Did you see him as an improvement this year?
Oh, most definitely. He's improved a lot, man. Good coaching does that. Bad coaching make bad players. It's simple. Just like bad parents make bad kids. Yep. So at the end of the day, this guy understands I need to get better in every position. And what you got to understand about this defensive backfield, and you got to understand about this defensive coach and Coach Wick, he like guys that take the ball away. So if you got St. Juice on one side, St. Juice is a nullifier. He's not a guy that's known to get interceptions. So the guy opposite him, a la Emmanuel Forbes, has to be a guy that gets the ball back. And that's what rotation they want. And then you got another guy in Sanderskrill who can also get the ball back. So at the end of the day, the only corner be Mitch that ain't never got burnt for a touchdown is the corner that don't play. It's a position of failure. It's like going to the and you understand that all I need to do to go to the All-Star game is hit, what, 3 out of 10?
Yep.
I think it's 3 or 4 out of 10, so it's a position of failure, and people need to understand it's just not grade A cover corners on the market. We don't get to hit the market like that all the time.
I think every time you go into training camp, there's always a great story, and from the moment this young man stepped on the football field, even in OTAs, you hear about his name. Then you start asking players about what guys showing up, ex-coaches, you hear the media talking. They kept saying Tyler Owens.
Mm-hmm.
How good could this kid be?
Well, first of all, B. Mitch, he blew the combine up. I think he was maybe an inch away from the long jump record. Mm. I think he jumped a 43-inch vertical. Ran a great – so he's a monster when it comes to athletics. The question with him is, how fast would he catch on with the pro play calling? Uh-huh. Well, it looked like he's doing damn good to me.
There you go.
So the thing about it is, and what he does on special teams, me and Logan was watching some special team clips, and he is just blowing stuff up. And he's making play after play, and he's making it routine. You know the one thing about the fastest way to make a team is through special teams and showing up each and every time the ball is kicked. And that's what he did. Then not only did he blow up special teams, when he got in at the safety position, this guy made plays.
Yes.
And he's another guy that you can slide down to safety, to big nickel, or to linebacker. He has that skill set. So he's a guy, get used to hearing Tyler Owens. Get used to hearing his name. Now the only thing I'm wishing for Tyler Owens is we get him out of that number 40. Because you know that's just terrible, B-Mitch.
Why you say 40 is terrible?
Hey, well, come on, B-Mitch.
Suppose he's making it to something great.
No, see, come think about it. You know, we as athletes, we look at each other, and the first thing we look at is what number is he wearing? you know that's an athlete thing. So I want to see him in a 20 or something like that, or maybe a 10.
You got to do the history, though. Alvin Walton wore number 40, and no receiver wanted to go across the middle when Alvin Walton was sitting there.
Oh, I can believe it. And all props to Alvin Walker, baby. But that was 1980. This is 2020. we need to just bring him back up to speed. And please don't y'all have no more freestyle battles up there. Please, no more freestyle battles. Y'all shamed us, all right?
No, Jeff shamed us. That wasn't y'all. It was Jeff.
It was Jeff. Jeff, you let a whole culture down. Thank you. Thank you for what you did.
Listen, so we have Fred Smoot joining us here on B. Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan on the Beck here, our guest line. Fred, another kid that I watched last year as he began to get more time, he began to flourish. And this year, he's playing even better. Another one that could play safety, play nickel, probably could play corner, Quan Martin. What kind of jump has he had?
He had a great jump. Like, you know, one thing that I think we set Quan back last year, not saying he had a bad year or anything, I thought he had a good year, was we was asking him to play three different positions.
Yeah.
This year, they saying, you are a safety. All right? I want you to learn how to play safety in this position. I want you to learn how to communicate with the rest of the defense. I want you to learn how to set this defense up. I want you to learn how to understand where your blitz angle's at and where your tackle angle's at. And he's flourishing because they simplified it and said, no, you are a safety. I thought Quan had a great offseason. I thought he had a great preseason. And I think he's going to make plays. Quan is bigger and thicker than most people think he is and faster than most people think he is. So look for him to be a ball hawk. That's why they moved him back there. Like, if you notice where they moving people at, they making sure they got guys that know how to get the ball back. And we got to be patient and let these guys grow. These guys are all youngsters. Besides 10, most of these guys are very much youthful guys, and they have to learn. And that's what we got to learn. We got to learn patience, first of all. We got to learn learn how to sit back and watch these guys grow. They told y'all, we don't want to build this team through free agency. We want to build this team through the draft. And if we're going to build this team through drafts, that means some of these guys going to have to blossom, and we're going to have to wait for these guys to blossom. And Quan Martin, I look for him to have a big, big year.
Well, you mentioned him, Jeremy Chinn, a guy who looks like he should be playing outside linebacker or something like that instead of safety. But then when you talk to him, he's soft-spoken. His uncle, Steve Atwater, who would knock your block off at any moment. Yeah. How do you anticipate them using him? Because, you know, I can see – I'm looking at the kid, Javon Kurse, I think his name was, in Dallas. Plays close to the line of scrimmage and back sometimes. I can see him being used very much like that.
Well, yeah, you were right about that. He's built like Thor with a voice of Luther Vandross. That's who he is, B-Mitch. And I like it because he's one – if you look at the vets that we brought in here, the free agencies that we signed, most of these guys are guys that got something to prove. Chinn feel like he wasn't done right in Carolina. He feel like he has a lot more that he could show people what he could do. So he has this big chip on his shoulder. So when you do talk to the soft-spoken man, you can hear a little anger in his voice and people not respecting me. I'm finna show people who I am. And I love that. I love pro players, but if you give me a pro player with a different reason why he's playing, you got something special there. And this guy's got to prove that he can not only be a top safety in this league, that he want to find a home. And he wants that home to be here in Washington with Coach Witt. So, hey, Jeremy Chinn, yes, you're right. He will be doing a lot of stuff Kurse did, but he also be making sure that wide receivers don't like going across the middle at the Fed. That's what I'm calling the new stadium. At the Fed. They won't like coming across the middle because then they'll get their pants a little dirty.
There you go. Well, Mike Sarah still is a young guy, but you know what? From the moment you see him, you can see that the guy is sure of himself. He's a leader. He understands the game of football, but he also understands helping out his guys. Have you ever seen a rookie like this young man?
Man, you know what? He's old beyond his years. He's the type of guy, from what I'm hearing, when the guys get on the plane, he already got Popeyes for them. When they come in the locker room, he already got snacks. He's trying to bring people together. You know, sometimes rookies, they run away from that responsibility. He's running to it. He's been everything as advertised. When Coach Saban said pound for pound, the best player in the draft, it feels like that to us, the guys that get to watch him, because I'm still waiting on him to have these rookie lows, and he's just not having them. He's just not having them. He understands the situation. He studies. And see, it's a difference between somebody that studies and somebody that takes what they study and implement it on the field. If you notice, when he makes plays, he's a step ahead of the people that's trying to make the play. He understands how people are trying to attack him. He understands leverage. And guess what, B-Mitch? He's physical. I know y'all don't like to think that us cornerbacks like to tackle, but
most of y'all don't.
Ain't no y'all, because Fred Smoot used to tackle.
You tried to dive under the ground when I came at you that time.
Well, you guess what? Because your head was so big, I didn't want to get no concussion. All right, I was trying to dodge that, B-Mitch. we have to tackle, and this guy loves to mix it up, B-Mitch. That's why I say you love this guy if you just sit there and watch him. Most definitely, like, he's a guy that's going to leave an impression on you, and he is the epitome of what type player that they want and they're chasing for this team and for the future.
I'm going to ask you a question about special teams because, you know, you did play special teams, too. You and I, that's how we were introduced to each other on special teams, remember?
Yeah, with your foul mouth. Like, people don't understand that B-Mitch ran on the field and cussed me out, and I was like, well, hello then, bro.
On the football field, I had to change. But the new kickoff rule is getting a lot of play, a lot of talk. But I believe we have a guy in Larry Izzo, who's going to take advantage of it. And when you look at the return guy, who you think, what type of guy, what style body needs to be returning in this day and age?
B. Mitch, if you was born 20 years ago, this perfect for you. I think we haven't seen anything. I thought all the special team coaches did a great job of hiding what they're going to do during the season. It's going to be so many counters. It's going to be so many leads on this. They're going to have so many plays off of this. It's going to be very exciting. I think this is perfect for third down backs. I think if you got a third down back on your team, because you want them to be a little stocky, you want them to be able to break at least one or two tackles to really, because if you get second level behind this line, these are house calls. Yeah. Right, so I think every returner is one tackle, two tackle away from breaking these. So I'll say the third down back. If you have any stout big receiver, more like an Anquan Boldin Bill. But I think it's for a small guy, it might be hard to break him on this with the small fast guy.
Yeah, I think the same thing, you know. And as I look at it, I hear everybody tell me, "Oh man, this is not exciting." And I'm like, dude, this is just like a running play on offense now. Well, you got a bunch of people in there. You get through it. But what I've noticed all preseason, guys are running full speed. They get 3 yards from the action. They start stutter stepping.
Yep.
You can't slow down. You need to hit that thing full speed. If you hit it full speed, you'll break a tackle, you're gone. But if you start stutter stepping, you allow those guys to close that gap and get closer to you, and it could be a problem for you at that moment.
Well, if you stutter stepping, you actually handicapping your blockers. All right, and that's what you don't want to do. Like you said, you want to hit that thing with one cut and see what happens. And that's why I say I would choose a third down back. Like, this is a job to me for a running back. If you got a safety that returns, I need somebody that's in that tackle breaking mode. Mm-hmm. But no, if you one cut and gone, you allow your blockers to stay on the block. But once you start to chop those feet, and now I get to look over the left shoulder, I get to look over the right shoulder, now you've messed the return up. And the one thing you cannot do is stop your feet. And that's what we're going to see a lot of guys doing early. I think the good returners, like I'm interested to see a guy like Cordell Patterson, how he goes about it, because his body type is one body type that I love to see on these kickoff returns. So I'm love to see how he fluently not stops and one cuts and hit this thing down here. B. Mitch, I would not be shocked if the first week of the NFL season we have almost three returns for touchdown. Like, I feel they're good about it.
All right, man. But Fred, I know you like to watch college football and you like athletes coming up next. One guy I watched last night, watching a little bit of South Dakota State playing against Colorado.
Yep.
Okay. They got a cornerback who's probably a better damn receiver than he's that. Your Travis thoughts on Hunter. Travis Hunter, man.
Oh, man, I think this dude is slippery snake great. The question is, B-Mitch, is what is he? Is he a better receiver? I think he's a better corner, because we know how it is. Once you get in the league, we want you to master one position first before we even consider letting you play for the second one. So if I'm looking at him and I look at his body frame, okay, if I'm asking in the NFL, like, can he hold up tackling the running back? But if I put him at wide receiver, can he take hits going across the middle? Because he'll probably be a slot outside. I might not see him being strong enough to get off jams outside. So me, myself, I think he's a true cornerback that just happens to play wide receiver also and probably can add into the return game. But he's one of the most well-rounded players I've seen in a long, long time. And when you got a coach that's giving you a chance to pull a Charles Woodson or a Champ Bailey to let you showcase that, now this is what I'm really shocked at. Be Mitch.
Uh-huh.
Now, usually guys that play wide receiver and corner in college, we usually spot play at wide receiver, meaning you might get 10 plays.
Nah.
He is playing the whole game on both sides.
On both sides. As I say, I know one thing I know about him, he's in damn shape.
He's in shape, and from what I hear, he goes right to cryo after the games. He understands that every game he's going to play right at 130, 120. That's unbelievable. So don't doubt his stamina. Don't doubt his skill. Like, if I'm in the top 10 next year, he's a weapon that I'm trying to get, because guess what? He is one of one. It's one of him in this next draft. There's no other Travis Hunter in this draft. I'd be doing everything
to
get him.
If you like, you know, most players normally take a little something from different people that they meet. I would say every player needs to be watching Travis Hunter, because if you could go 130 games as fast as he goes on both sides of the ball, crowd therapy should be implemented into your game plan.
Listen,
because I live in it, dog. I love it.
Yeah, no plays off, so I enjoyed seeing it. But I knew North Dakota was going to give them everything they want. We were talking about it in the meeting the other day. I was like, man, this is going to be a hard game. I'm sorry. These boys play football. People might look at them as cast offs and people that didn't make Division I football, but you better buckle up your chin strap when you see that orange and green, that yellow and green coming.
Again, that's what great coaching do for you, man. Fred, appreciate you giving us some time, man. Thank you.
Man, anytime, man. Get Jeff out of there. You let us down.
All right, that's Fred Smoot, the Mouth of the South, joining us. If you want to follow Fred, go to X and follow him at FSmoot21 at Sean T, S-E-A-N-T. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, but we get back. What are we going to do? We're going to talk about some season expectation calls. So 800-636-1067. Give us a call. We want to find out from you, what are you expecting from the Washington Commanders this year? I'm not talking about giving me a record. I want to know about what you're expecting. You could go specific in positions or whatever, but what is your expectations? But before I go, hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. With the record heat this summer, I know your air conditioner took a beating and your current brand is not cutting it through this humidity. So now is the time to switch to Rude. Take advantage of Rude's $2,000 tax credits. Maryland residents can even score exclusive rebates from Rude. I personally switched my house over to Rude, and the difference is night and day. So trust me and visit Rude.com to find your savings. That's R-U-U-D.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rude...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It ain't right. All right, B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. And it's time for you to call in, 1-800-636-1067. We're taking your calls on your expectations for the team this year. And it's not about the record, okay? Everybody can throw out numbers with a record. I mean, I don't want to hear about that. I want to find out some things that are making you feel whether optimistic or not about this season. We're going to start off in Akakik with my guy, Vince. What's up, Vince? How you doing, brother?
What's up, B-Mitch? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. What's going on?
So, all right, no records. My optimistic side of it, I think Jaden is going to surprise more people than what we know, and that for people who do have high expectations for him, he might surpass some of those expectations. I think we are one injury or two away on the offensive line from things getting goofy. And from a more negative expectation point, I think on the front seven of the defense, or front six, probably look more like a front six for us because we'll probably play with five DBs more than that.
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to be good on the front side of the defense. But that back four or five, I'm not sure, B. I think on the inside we're eternally a lot more comfortable with what we have in the building than what the reality of it is. I think once we get put in some positions where our guys are gonna have to cover on the outside, we might get exposed. But we gonna see.
All right, man. Well, appreciate you, Vince. But what I think is this: like, if you're excited about the front six, seven, I think that the back is gonna be better. I know people all year talk about Forbes and everybody else. But you know one thing that didn't happen last year? We didn't get pressure on the quarterback, whether it was outside, inside, whatever. If we can start getting pressure on the quarterback, you know who starts to look better? The guys covering in the secondary. That'll help out a lot. Let's go to College Park and check out Alex. What's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So my expectation is that we're actually going to be good at receiver this year. I know people were talking about Ayuk in the trade, but we went and got pass catchers. We got Zach Ertz, we got Terry McLaurin, we got Austin Eckler, and most importantly, we got a quarterback who can throw the ball. So if we have a quarterback who can stay healthy, get the reps with the first team, I think we're going to be fine.
All right, Alex, appreciate you, man. And you know what, I happen to agree with Alex because I think this is one thing that I don't think people understand. Training camp this year was about competition. And, you know, the guys that made the team, you know what they saw? They saw some people leave this building that they probably didn't think was going to leave the building. So they understand now that they have to compete and play at a high level, or they could probably not be around too. All right? So my ultimate thing is they went out and they just got another receiver who has been put up some numbers last year. He didn't play every game, but he did put up numbers. And he is here now to make sure that nobody else gets comfortable. And I ultimately think that those guys are going to play hard. And normally when you get somebody playing hard and starting to buy into it, you get a little bit more play as a team. If everybody's going full go, you can see some great things. Let's go to Largo. Check out Mark. Mark, what's your expectation for this year, man?
I think if they win 8 or 9 or 10 games, I think Dan Quinn should be coach of the year.
All right.
I look at this receiving core, man, and I got to tell you something. I think this receiving core is worse than it was last year.
Why do you think
that,
though?
I think everybody's really underestimating how Curtis Samuel was used, and I think he was pretty good. I understand Jahan Dotson, but I think, look, Jahan Dotson shouldn't have been drafted in the first round. Let's get that out of the way first. But I do think he is a slot receiver. And I think right now they really – maybe Zacharias can make it. I'm not sure. Brian, I'm just not a big fan of Luke McCaffrey, man. I've seen some of his stuff on the Internet in college, man, and he had a hard time breaking away from people then. It's going to be even harder time in this league. It's almost like Jaden would have to throw a perfect pass to get to him now. If you use him in space, that's different. If you're going to use him in space, I think it'll be different for him. But if it's one-on-one, man, I think McCaffrey could have some major, major problems.
See, that's the thing about it. McCaffrey is going to be a guy who's probably going against a third receiver, possibly fourth receiver. They're not going to be putting the top cornerbacks on him.
Oh, no, he can't be one and two.
And he's the type of guy where I could just tell you with my thought process, they're going to try to use him in multiple positions. And the guy has some exceptional talent. And let's be real. A lot of people looking at his dad, looking at his brother, and say, well, that's how we're going to use him. Well, he has that in him. And I talked to a dude that was coaching at Rice. They say the dude is a straight dog. He could ball. And he has a little edge about himself, which I think if you don't have an edge, then you shouldn't be playing football.
Oh, without a doubt, Brian. And I'm not knocking that. I'm not. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that the kid doesn't have heart and he can play.
Yeah.
I know he can play. It's just if you can get him in space, I think there's something. Just like I think Austin Eckler, I think the real advantages that they're going to have is no one's going to be able to cover Brian Robinson. Because Brian Robinson in space is scary.
Yeah.
Just almost as much as Austin Eckler. Now, that I think is scary. But I don't want Jaden to feel like he has to do everything. He does have some kind of weapons to make things happen. Terry, when Noah Brown gets caught up, yeah, and Diami, yeah. And like you said, Luke, if he gets in space, I think in space, he could be very dangerous. In space, he's dangerous. But you're right. You're right. Let's see.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Well, I think one thing I heard, and it resonates with me, with Cliff Kingsbury, he said when I first got to the league, all I had was my stuff in the Texas and the air raid. He said, now I got guys on this coaching staff who has a lot of NFL experience, and I'm going to lean on that. He has Lynn, who knows how to put a running game together. All right? So you when you begin to look at those things, there are some defensive coaches that may also be able to enhance his offensive game plan. So I'm looking at that, and I think they may know how to put a lot of guys out there and attack other teams, which would probably make things a little different. So Cliff, that's his job to go out there and make sure he finds out a way to utilize the absolute best talent of each of those players. Let's go to San Antonio and talk to my dude, Byron. Byron, hadn't heard from you in a while, bro. What's going on?
Oh, man. I'm living life lovely.
All right.
You know, I've been listening. Gotcha. Just haven't called in. That's all.
All right,
but,
bro.
Hey, my expectations, man, is real simple. Let's have our quarterback upright for all the games in the season. That's all.
All right.
That's all I want for Christmas. Just keep them upright for them in the whole duration of the season. And then I ain't necessarily saying pound the rock, but let's get 1,000 yards rushing. And then Mr. Brown's going to surprise a lot of people. I watched him a lot here in Texas. Unfortunately, you know, you only get to see that sorry behind team that wear the blue and whatever color that is.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, the dude is fast. He has real good hands, and he's fast as lightning. Thanks for taking my call,
man.
Y'all.
Appreciate you. I like that, you know. And I believe that they're going to go out there and give you a little bit of that. Let's go to Waldorf. Check out Calvin. What's up, Calvin? How you doing, man?
Hey, B-Mitch, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. How you feeling?
Good. I sound a little out of breath. I'm on treadmill, man. So, but my expectation, man, is to see a more aggressive defense. And not that old laid-back stuff we've been seeing the last couple of years. If we're aggressive up front, like you said earlier, if we're aggressive up front and we get pressure on the quarterback, it'll make the defensive back much better.
All right, man.
Feels better anyway.
Appreciate that. Straight to D.C. Vic, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Hall of Fame, Brian Appreciate Mitchell. It.
Thank you, man.
You chief. My expectations is gonna defense is good. I don't know why everybody worried about change. They took out. We sucked last year. Am I correct? We was bums.
Huh?
So he got rid of all the bums. He said competition. What do you do when you play a game? You compete, right?
There you go.
So he got people that's gonna compete and play. And if you're not gonna play, you're out. Like,
yep.
Offense, good. He put weapons around a stunning quarterback that sees. He plays VR every day. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
So he's seen almost everything. All he just needs to do is a little bit more. I want to see him throw in the middle. I do, but I'm not worried about it. I think we're gonna blow people's minds this year. Thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate it. All right, it's a lot of high expectations, and I'm expecting to have more callers when we get back. We're going to take your calls, 800-636-1067. Continue on the other side. Combative season expectations. We're taking your calls when we get back. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're continuing on with your phone calls. Getting your season expectations for the Washington Commanders. 800-636-1067. And we're going to go right to Danville and check out Terry. What's up, Terry? How you doing, man?
All right, brother. Good to hear from you, B. Mitch.
You too, man.
Hey, I love what Peters and Quinn has done. I think we're going to have a very good season. We're going to have a little ups and downs. But I believe the only thing that I had an issue with was leaving Forbes there as cornerback. I think that after 60 minutes of that game next week, he wouldn't be starting again. That dog just won't hunt. I think St. Juice can take that up, but I would love for them to go out and get Marcus Peters. My understanding is that he's a free agent. He played with the Raiders last year. He's that mold that Dan Quinn is looking for.
Had some injuries of late, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so,
that guy's a dog. He's a dog, and that's what they want.
All right, man. Appreciate it. The thing about Forbes is I think things, and it's like Fred Smoot said, it's a position of failure. I watch him play that whole first quarter and second quarter damn good. Then he gave up one play, and everybody basically said his whole game was bad. It wasn't. I watch him in Miami against those guys. I watch him in the Jets. His whole thing is he gives up those plays every once in a while. But he played better than he played bad. And I think they understand it, and they saw it, and they're going to give him a chance to see if the coaching that he's getting and utilizing now is going to help him out. Let's go to our guy Matt in Stafford. What's up, Matt?
Hey, B. Mitch, love you, man.
Appreciate you.
I think that this defense is going to be creating some havoc. The whole coaching staff on the defensive side is going to have them flying around making plays. I think that the offense, you're accustomed to seeing an offense that can move between the 20s but not punch it in. This year is going to be different. I think there's going to be some touchdowns scored, and I see him competing for a division here. Also, like other previous callers said, Noah Brown – I love that guy. I think he's going to have, like, over 800 yards receiving.
All right, man. Hey, I would love it. Thanks for your call. I mean, he went in last year, and when he had to be called upon, the guy produced. He has to stay healthy, and I think that's the whole thing. The thing about pro football, you can be great as you want to be, but if you're not healthy, it's going to be a problem. So if he can stay healthy, I think there's a lot of possibilities with this receiving core. I understand where people – they don't give people total credit until they're produced. But, hell, everybody that's producing now, they started off at one point and they hadn't produced. Got to give people a chance and let them grow and see what happens. Go to Seattle. Check out Alex. What's up, Alex? How you doing, man? Wrong.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to talk about a little bit of the Commanders and what they got going on.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, everybody's really in love with Adam Peters and this new regime, but, you know, I think that it's going to go one of two ways. You know, if KJ Henry ends up being a stud and and Stephon Gilmore, they didn't pick him up. Those things are going to be glaring if they start losing games, and Forbes is a problem. So
let me ask you a question real quick, though. Who else picked up Stephon Gilmore?
Minnesota.
They just picked him up, right? How many people have passed on him?
I mean, sure, but everybody else didn't have corners that were getting burnt by AJ Brown.
But I'm trying to tell you, people get to a point in their career, just like you can say everybody getting burnt by AJ Brown, to where the guys can't cover anymore. Stephon Gilmore is not on the team that had him originally, and he's starting to jump around year by year now, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he's losing a little something. So we can't knock this team for not signing everybody that becomes free.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I got a lot of guys here to at least grow a little bit. And I look at Forbes last year. I think Forbes last year, no, he didn't have a good year. But I put a lot of that on the way that they utilized him and also the coaching. So after this year, if he's playing exactly like that, I would probably tell you he might not be on the team. But I think he's gonna improve.
Okay.
Yeah. I just think thanks for your call. I'm at a point where we, as a fan base, we always want everybody that becomes free. Sometimes people become free because they're not that dude anymore. You know? And we can't just everybody that somebody else is discarding can't be, we got to go get that guy. Why? If somebody else is discarding, why do we automatically assume he's going to be great here? So sometimes, we act as if this team is relatively stupid, where everybody that's being released from other teams, they're great for us. But every time we release somebody, they're great for somebody else. How about we just think that they weren't good enough for this team and we moved on from them? A lot of times people are not fitting in. It may not be the fact that they can't play. It's the fact that they won't listen and won't fit in. Some guys get released because of that. So chemistry is vital. And if the chemistry isn't working, why do you have to force feed somebody on your team? You know, that's the man. Adam, Dan, they aren't perfect. These other people on these other teams aren't perfect either. But I refuse to think that every damn body that becomes free agents, Washington has to go get them. Because some of these other teams, they aren't stupid either. They're not letting people go because they know they're top-notch players anymore. They're letting them go because in their mind, they lost a little something. Now, if some of these players are built in a way where, yeah, they let me go, I'm going to show them. That happens every so often. Hell, Washington let me go. I went up to Philly. I showed. I had something left. I was let go because I wouldn't see eye to eye with the ignorant-ass GM we had. Okay? That's what the problem was. But you let somebody go and people automatically assume they know what's going on. You don't know sometimes. But allow them to put the people together. At least give them a year and a half to 2 years full before we judge them on everything. KJ Henry, yes, the guy showed some promise. He didn't show so much that he was not dispensable. You know, he did not show that much. So let's just allow this thing a little bit, man. Let these people go out there and build it up and see what's going to happen. All right, we're gonna take us a quick break here. We get back. Be joined by 8 to 9, Santana Moss. Get his take on what's happening at the receiving core and what the possibilities could be. Steve Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Works left. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.